Commerciale and the international connections of Clay Shaw. And because there was a whole lot of stuff going on in New Orleans. But we're down to the last couple of minutes here, Paris. And what I'd like to do would be to ruminate. We want to get another plug in for the books. But, you know, under the second Bush's administrations, there have been obviously a great many overt violations of constitutional principle and all kinds of other things. And yet, as egregious as many of those have been, it's left me past a point feeling somewhat jaundiced. Bottom line, how do you expect to maintain habeas corpus when there's no habeas corpus for the President of the United States in a crowded, sunlit, urban downtown area, when they can put down the President of the United States like he was a pimp on a downtown Saturday night and nobody cares, and a congressional select committee is formed and finds there's a conspiracy and nobody cares? How in the world, how in hell can you expect to have habeas corpus when there's no habeas corpus, when they have the body, and they had the body of the President of the United States? You can't expect to have any rights at all if you're not willing to ensure the integrity of the body politic.
No, well, the tragedy is that when something like that happens for a week, it is a tragedy. And for a month, it is a news story. For a year, it may make a magazine article. After that, it's just history, and no one has any emotional contact with it. There's no visceral response to the horror of what actually happened. But if one has any sensitivity at all, despite the fact that there's no question in my mind that it was adjusted in a number of ways, if one looks at the Zapruder film and just sees the car coming along and knows that the President of the United States is then going to be murdered in cold blood, I still find it disturbing, to say the least. And yet, on the other hand, as I say, there's no question in my mind that the tape itself was manipulated, I guess is the word I want, in one way or another. But it represents, in a sense, the event, and so is moving and tragic if one ignores the evidential disparity of between the fact and the film.
Tell people how to get your book.
Yes, it can be gotten by one, write to ScanUscription, S as in Sam, CanUscription, Books, Box, Post Office Box 4848, Scioto, SCIOTA, Pennsylvania, PA, 18345. Or just write to Assassination of America, all lowercase, all one word, ASSASSINATIONOFAMERICA.com. That's my website, and you'll find all the information you will need.
All righty, and that concludes For the Side 2 of For the Record Program number 626, Converse Interview with Paris Flamand, A Whole New Form of Government. This is being recorded on February 24th of the year 2008. For Paris Flamand, this is Dave Emery saying thanks for listening.
Broadcasting from the Foothill College, this is KFJC, Los Altos Hills. Stay tuned for Courtney Edison, a.k.a. the Old Codger.
Crazy man. No, I wasn't referring to Dave Emery. I was talking about the music. Crazy man. That Dave Emery is a crazy man, though. I don't understand him in the least. But you know, Dave Emery and I have I'm the old codger, by the way. Dave and I have one thing in common. Yes, we will both celebrate a birthday this year. Of course, Dave is much younger than me. Dave Emery is only 87 years old. He's a pup. That's about it for common ground between me and Dave Emery. Oh, yes, and we both exhale. And, of course, we both take to the airwaves in some form of intoxication. I drink Sly Weasel bourbon. I wonder what's Dave's excuse. Well, just got you here for 1 hour. And it's April Fool's Day, and I thought, you know, I would come down and play 1 hour of compact discs. But that would make me a fool, because, you know, I never touch the stuff. I play only 78 RPM records, like they're going out of style. And we got one right here. This is Thomas Waller with Morris's Hot Babies, but you may know Thomas Waller by his other name. Fetch.
Thank you. Childhood sweetheart, have come to the parting of the ways. He still treats me like he did in our baby days. I'm a little bit older, a little bit bolder, since both of us were three. I'm a little more padded. Something new has been added. He ought to take one good look at me. I'm a big girl now. I want to be treated like a big girl now. When Daddy tells those certain jokes, it isn't fair. He tells me I'm too young and I must take the air. But I could tell a couple that would curl his hair. I'm a big girl now. I'm a big girl now. I wanna be followed like a big girl now. I'm tired of staying home each evening after dark. I'm tired of being dynamite without a spark. I wanna learn what sailors do in Central Park. I'm a big girl now. If I could find a fella who is young and free. can't offer him a job of reconverting me. I'm a big girl
Yeah, there's some fine music there by Joseph Moskowitz. He's banging on a cymbalum, and he's doing a number called the Hungarian Zardas. That's from 1916. I hope you're old enough to remember 1916. And if you're not, I don't care. My concern only extends to the welfare of my friends and myself and my 78 RPM records. It does not extend to you. Except insofar as you are a listener, and if you made a pledge during the fundraiser a while back, I just want you to know I still haven't negotiated my cut. I'm still working on it. Anyway, this is the old codger with the music that we heard from the Milt Hurt Trio that was at the top of the program, and the Thomas Fats Waller, before he was fat, he was called Skinny Boy Waller, and Morris's Hot Babies, and they did something called Red Hot Dan. And Gertrude Neeson did I'm a Big Girl Now. So those who tune in every other week here at the Old Codger Radio program here, you know that I am at loggerheads with the management here because they don't give me the proper respect. So I received a memo from the station program director last week. It starts out, I got it here somewhere. I said, Dear Mr. Edison, it has been suggested that there is somewhat of a general consensus that, in light of recent events on your program, that the possibility, if not the likelihood, exists that certain allegations pertaining to the critical nature of the situation may be confirmed or denied over the course of time, contingent with the outcome of related circumstances upon which unnamed sources declined to comment. That's what it says. This is very difficult reading. So I went and I got my glasses. Then I filled one with bourbon and one with scotch. Then I continued reading. Say, something, something, your program, something, something. We need to talk, something, something. The program committee is reviewing something or other. I couldn't make any sense of this. Maybe I wasn't reading it right. So I cleaned my glasses. Then I filled them again. Eventually, I made it to the end, and the last note, the line here says, we are looking into the matter and expect a determination in due course. Here's what I think of this. It's not bad enough that I'm surrounded by hippies who play excruciating music and they pretend that they're radio personalities. But I also have to deal with these bureaucrats who are drunk with power. Well, you know, there are better things to be drunk on. So I refilled my glasses, and I tossed away the memo. And here I am. I say to the management, you want me, you'll come and get me. I'm sitting right here. I'm not leaving. And I'm going to be playing more music, more 70 RPM records. Here's one from, a great one from the Dixon Brothers.
Although you made us sad for many, many long and weary years. With your war against the rum, we all got on the bum, but we're thankful that you gave us back the beer. What are we gonna do with that old homebrew? We do not need it since we have the beer. We do not want the brew, although we know it's true. When day was dark, it was to us so dear. Prohibition could not be. You made your law against the rock and rye. Your law was on the line, but all the spears you could not find. The boys were drowning wet when you were dry. What are we going to do with that old homebrew? We do not need it since we have the beer. We do not want the brew, although we know it's true. When days were dark, it was to us so dear. You gave us all a treat. We're glad we're living in your happy land. We're drinking to your health. May your future all be well. With a glass of foaming beer in either hand. What are we gonna do with that old homebrew? We do not need it since we have a beer. We do not want the brew, although we know it's true. When days were dark, it was to us so dear.
train blow, love, hear the train blow. Late in the evening, hear the train blow.
Stopped in my front door. I've had more trouble than ever in my life before. I wonder why trouble keeps on worrying me. I just soon have my body, baby, buried in the sea. I had trouble this morning. Bill man didn't leave no mail. I can't see my baby. She's all locked up in jail. I wonder why trouble keeps on worrying me. I just soon have my body, baby, buried in the sea. Dead, Mr. Daddy. Lord, I'm so blue. When trouble starts, it lasts so long. Look like everything happened and everything goes wrong. I wonder why trouble keeps on worrying me. I just soon have my body, baby, buried in the sea. Tell me, baby, what trouble has done to me. Come and got my regular, then took my used to be. Oh, I wonder why trouble keeps on worrying me. I just soon have my body, baby, buried in the thank you.
There's some fine picking there. That was Scrapper Blackwell and Trouble Blues Part 1. We'll play Part 2 some other time, but I can tell you it's just more trouble. It doesn't end. It goes on to Trouble Blues Part 3, Part 4. It's what eventually kills Scrapper Blackwell. Too much trouble. Well, did the Zurich sisters before. Scrapper did Birmingham Jail. We did the Zurich sisters. Colin H. Driggs. He's playing a device called a Nova Chord. Very nice. There's a keyboard. It's a head into homes. I have one. I've got 6. 12. I don't know. I lost count. I've got plenty of them. And they all work, too. And I play them all the time. Bothers the neighbors, but I don't care. In a Chinese temple garden was performed by Colin H. Driggs on the Nova Chord. And the Dixon Brothers sang the old homebrew. Song about, well, you know what it's about. It's about the old homebrew. Yes, this is Courtney T. Edison, the old codger, here, WFMU Radio. And if you need to reach me, you can always call me at home. I'm one of the few disc jockeys, of course, who gives his home phone number over the air. So feel free anytime you want to give me a call. Don't call me in the middle of the night, please. And don't call me now, because I'm not home right now. I'm in the radio. My home number, I've had the same phone number since 1892. So go get a pencil and write it down. Okay, you got a pencil? Okay, my phone number, remember it now, write it down. My phone number is 6. So give me a call sometime and we'll chat. But don't write me with the internet mail, with the computer program. Don't bother, because I don't have that equipment, the machines which sends the internet mail. I don't have it. I won't ever have it. But anyway, even though I play 70 RPM records and I always talk about how great 70 RPM records are and how what a superior form of music storage medium they are, of course, I do want to make clear, not all 70 RPM records are equal. That's true. They made some crap back in the 100 years ago, too, you know, just like now. But now, of course, more of it is crap. But 60, 70, 80 years ago, did you ever hear of Cornelius Dudley? You never heard of him. He's totally forgotten. He made some really bad 70 RPM records. I've heard them. How about the Septic Creek Jug Band? It's just awful. There was Ossie Schreckengast and the Lame Canaries. Oh, they were terrible. Terrible. But anyway, people give me these 78s. I listen to them. Sometimes I look at the label and I can tell it's a ton of crap. So what I do is, I did a couple of days ago, I dropped off a pile of these unnecessary 78s. We like to refer to them. We have a word for these 78 RPM records that are of no use, you know, because they stink. The word that we have to describe these 78 RPM records is landfill. So anyway, I brought them to the Goodwill down the block. Shit, I made a mistake last time. I had a bunch of unnecessary 78s. I donated them to Badwill. I walk in the door with my 78s at the Badwill shop, and they're like, hey, why are you bringing that crap in here, you ugly goat? Don't come back. And they slammed the door right in my face. No expression of appreciation. They took the records, but they didn't even give me a tax deduction. That Badwill was pretty awful, but even worse, I once brought my records to Illwill. Ah, they treated me even ruder. They spat at me. They said, thanks, they said. Then they turned around, they took these 78 RPM records, and they resold them at obscenely high prices. They weren't worth it at all, and they would not give refunds when people bought the records and took them home and realized they bought these really crappy records. So anyway, next time, I'm going to bring, as I did this week, all my unnecessary 78s, or clothing, whatever, to Goodwill only. Even better, I understand it's opening up soon in my neighborhood. There's going to be a Great Will. I can't wait. I understand at the Great Will, you donate your household goods, your 78s, and they serve you a shot of bourbon, and they give you a back rub. So, I'll be doing that soon. In the meantime, they go to Goodwill. So, anyway, I'm talking too much. On the radio here, where we should be playing the great 70 RPM records. Music Let's see what got our Sumper in here from the great Billie Holiday, Lady Day. Here she is singing.
It won't ever mend. I ain't much caring just where I will end. I must have that man. I'm like an oven that's crying for heat. He treats me awful each time that we meet. It's just unlawful how that boy can cheat. But I must have that man. His heart is Hades. A lady's not safe in his arms when she's kissed. But I'm afraid that he's cooled off, and maybe I'm ruled off his lips. I'll never be missed. I need that person much worse than just bad. I'm half alive and it's driving me mad. He's only human if he's to be had. I must have that man.
Talking to the whip, oh well, he say you got a corny trill. Bob White, what will you swing tonight? I was talking to the mockingbird, he say you are the worst he heard. Bob White, what will you swing tonight? Even the old owl telling me you're foul, singing the lullaby note. Don't be a bring down if you can swing down, give me the high note. There's a lot to talk about you, Bob, and they sing you off the cop. Fake it, Mr. B, take it, follow me, Bob White. We're gonna break it up tonight. There's a lot of talk about you, Bob, and they sing your flea cob. Take it, Mr. B, fake it, follow me, Bob White. We're gonna break it up tonight.
Sarsaparilla, and maybe we can find one of them there hoedown.
Well, now, we can't do that here.
Well, why not?
Well, this is a quiet town.
Oh.
It's a quiet town here in Crossbone County where you only hear an occasional noise. Everyone is friends, so expect some horseplay. They may shoot you dead, but they're wonderful boys. The saloon is where they linger steady. With a trigger finger ready. Meyer water, very risky. One free snake with every whiskey. Quiet, this is a quiet town.
It's a quiet town here in Crossbone County. It's as quiet here as a burying ground. You can settle down here in Crossbone County. Anyone will build you a permanent mound.
He's headed for the border.
Is he?
We'll keep law and order.
Busy.
Once we had some vigilantes.
They got too big for their panties.
This is a quiet town.
Tequera, ventoquera, mato guana. Hey, compadre, pera, hanya moga, the bit in Nakova, Nakayare mota, yang, tomazo meta, raso beta, landa, gato pena, mando canta, toscachin soda,
pain. Oh man, what you talking about now?
Mango coto, African jive, the bundle mukka, African jive.
Solid old man, what you know?
I don't know nothing, gate.
Bano, bano, poda, puto, cuba, liba, bomba, zantera, cota, bomba, yaka, puto, fried ice cream.
Oh, man, what you talking about?
Boyanda, yaka, vita, lunta, unimuta, unimuta, geto, pa. Panacota pera, ya no beta, to chili, chili bowl.
Chili, that's good, man.
Panto, panacota, to fried chicken.
Fried chicken's good, too.
Matocado pero, to the swanee inn.
Man, do you have to go through all this routine?
Sabotacado peri, dando santo yaya. Ponaco peri, tonando la. Me toca peri, da la pojela. La mola por la llora. Ven o cora. Ven, yo como tomora. Yo como tomora. Ave
Algara,
Yopatamora.
Algara, Yopatamora. Abiara, Yopatamora. Unicuta pere. Dana. Mother of love. Oh, Nakabora de Levati. E Pamano Cruda pera. E Toscach and Sora. Yampo Tempeta Cobera.
Come down, Gaze.
Hey, what you know, Jack?
I don't know nothing.
Oh, everything's solid.
Zuta,
Muta, to the African jive.
Zuta,
to the African jive.
Zuta,
and the African jive.
Ruta,
the African jive. Neto, the African jive. He was out of the capers as a Mosaya boat. Balakoya boat, Taya.
Yeah, that was the incomparable Slim and Slam, Slim Gaylord and Slam Stewart, and something called African Jive. And you heard from Doris Day with the Modern Airs. That's a very clean sounding 78 RPM record. It sounded pristine. That's because I'd never played that one before. Took a bit of a chance. Never even heard it before. It could have had some dirty language in it. Could have gotten suspended. Say certain words on the radio. Fortunately, that was not only a clean sounding recording, the lyrics were also fit for kiddies. It was called It's a Quiet Town in Crossbone County. We heard Felix and his Crazy Cats with the vocal by the Duke of Iron, the great Calypsonian Duke of Iron, and they sang Bob White, What You Gonna Swing Tonight? And Billie Holiday did I Must Have That Man. Speaking of that man, I am the old codger, Courtney T. Edison. Here on FMU, WFMU, the radio station. That lets me program every 2 weeks, 1 hour of 78 RPM records. Just remember, I've got shoes older than you. And speaking of the man, that man, a couple of weeks ago I talked about my friend Oogie Wawa, and I called him, in passing, the human termite. And somebody wrote me a letter and wanted to know why I referred to Oogie Wawa. Why is his nickname the human termite? Well, there's a reason. See, at age 17, what happened to Oogie Wawa? He was 17, and he said to his friend, Butterbeans Taylor, was his friend, I remember this, he says, I'm so hungry, I could eat a horse. Well, it happens that that was the first time that line had been uttered in history. Yes, it's the first time he made it up. I'm so hungry, I could eat a horse. You've heard many people use it since then, but it was Oogie Wawa who said it first. He was 17. So, that's how old that line is. Anyway, so Butterbeans Taylor says to us, I'll bet you, Oogie, I'll bet you $1,000 you can't eat a horse. Well, this was during the Depression. Money was tight, so Oogie Wawa took the bet. And the friend said, nah, I want it in writing. Yes, so they wrote it down. And they both signed the agreement. They signed it. Ah, but there was one little problem. There was a word that was misspelled in the agreement. They didn't catch it until the signatures were on the document. Instead of Oogie Wawa agreeing to wager $1,000 that he could eat a horse, the agreement said he's betting that he could eat a house. So, Oogie protested and Butterbean says no. He refused to amend the agreement. And he got a lawyer. And so, to get the money and avoid losing the bet, Oogie Wawa started to eat his house. This was in 1933. So he would take a piece of wood siding or some roof tiles, some floorboards, and he'd grind it up and he'd sprinkle it over his meals slowly, every day, every meal. And he's been at it for 75 years now, and he's still only eating his guest bedroom and his laundry room. But he's not giving up. So that's why we call Oogie Wawa the human termite. Yes, fortunately, he does not have to eat the contents of his house. He doesn't have to grind up the furniture or the fixtures or the appliances. Well, you know, speaking of Oogie Wawa, I've got a rare recording here of Oogie. This is of 1948. Oogie had, in this recording, he had removed he removed several cinder blocks from the coal cellar, and he ground them down. Wasn't easy. And he's going to eat them in a souffle. And there was a hidden microphone, and it recorded a 78 RPM disc of a fragmentary exchange of dialogue between Oogie Wobba and his wife Hazel. And you'll hear from this recording that this is the way they talked. Very slowly. First, Oogie would say something, and then his wife, Hazel, would reply. So this is a 1948 recording of Oogie Wobba and his wife, Hazel, right before dinner.
Hazel, get my supper ready. I'm hungry.
Okay, I'll make supper if you'll go to the store for me. I need eggs. Go to Barney's, will you please?
Give me the money, Hazel, then I'll go.
Well, that was it. It was very short. Well, but we have one more of Oogie Wobba. This is the musical selection where Oogie was captured singing, whistling. He's doing a whistling tune here. Oogie Wobba is whistling on a 78 RPM record. This is from 1942.
Saucer fly like a comet. soaring through the sky, you should realize the price you'll have to pay. You'd better pray to the Lord when you see those flying saucers. It may be the coming of the judgment day.
Well, we finish up the old country radio program with the girls of the Golden West singing, "Where Will There Be Any Yodeling in Heaven?" I'm not there yet, so I can't tell you, but I sure hope so. I hope Hank Williams is up there. I gotta hope. Look forward to seeing Hank. So he's giving some great performances up there. So, and the Buchanan brothers before that did, if you, when you see those flying saucers. This program consisted entirely of 78 RPM records. No compact discs, no 8-track cartridge cassettes, no long-playing LP records, no 45s, no 3PMs. So, this is the old codger saying I'll be back in a couple of weeks. I say, of course, my friends out there, Red Butler, hello, Red, Molasses Hathaway, Rummy Delbarton, Woody Fishcakes Clooney, my agent, Lola Bell Pancake, hello, Lola Bell, and Blue Bell, her sister, and Oogie Wawa, yes, another of my doddering cronies, Oogie Wawa. Glad to tell that story about him and his wife Hazel. So, and of course, Blossom Moskowitz, my lady friend, and her dog, Fudgy. So, you stay tuned, because Tom is the man who's coming up next on the radio. Goodbye.
Broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC, Los Altos Hills.
You've got to look into the light.